Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, how are you, Jenna?
Morena, I'm very good. It's such a beautiful day outside.
It's gorgeous, eh? We're all soaking up the sort of spring atmosphere.
Yeah.
Well, it's not raining, at least.
I know. Until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow. Hey, what have you brought us this morning?
So I'm reviewing this book, which is one of my most satisfying reads of the year, and I feel
really?
Like it's been a bit of a sleeper. I read it earlier on, and I really want to tell you about it. And it's long listed for the Booker Prize, which the shortlist comes out tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
This is called Lanny by Max Porter. He wrote this book in 2015 called Grief is the Thing with Feathers, which a lot of people know him for. Have you
right.
heard of that?
I have heard of that. I haven't read it, but my mum was really a big fan of that one. Yeah.
So he has these kind of like dark undertones to his stories, quite slim volumes and quite poetic. I also want to say, when I heard about this book, I just wasn't that interested. It's set in an outer London commuter village, and we meet this legend mythical entity that has just woken up. And can I read from the first page?
Here you go. I'm just
I want to
admiring
introduce
the
him
beautiful
to you.
Cover.
I know, he has such beautiful volumes. It's a nice little hardback. Okay, so this is the mythical entity. Dead Papa Toothwort wakes from his standing nap an acre wide and scrapes off dream dregs of bitumen and glistening thick with globs of litter. He lies down to hear hymns of the earth. There are none, so he hums. Then he shrinks, cuts himself a mouth with a rusted ring pull and sucks up a wet skin of acid-rich mulch and fruity detritivores. I had to look that word up to see what it was. So this is,
what is that
heavy
word?
And it's a type of little bug that's
okay,
kind of like a maggot.
It's beautifully dense. You know?
It's kind of chewy when you read it out. So we meet this dead Papa Toothwort, and the children of this village have grown up hearing, don't do that or dead Papa Toothwort's going to come and get you. And he moves with the environment around him. He's not an object. He's watching villagers, listening to their conversations, which are represented in this particular text, which I'm going to show you, but I'll have to explain to the listeners.
Oh,
which is
wow.
this quite swirly...
So I saw that when I opened it up before the book.
So there's kind of like the sentences look like a wave across the page, sort of, or like little worms crawling across the page. And so is that when it's sort of describing... Dead Papa Toothwort, is that the name of the character? I love that.
These are the snippets of conversations he's hearing from the villagers.
Right.
So countries can grow wrong. Never seen a fella more coke fucked. Choir clashes with benders, sadly. Horrid parents. Pretty in a smudgy kind of way.
Oh, glorious language.
But when I first saw it, I also saw this and thought, man, I can't be bothered reading this. Too much. Just not straightforward. But the lines are actually quite funny, and they demonstrate his incredible skill in dialogue. And as you're reading it, it actually matches up.
Okay, right.
So, and you can see that the same people are having these similar conversations. So... But Dead Papa Toothwort is actually listening out for a particular voice, and it's this voice of this wee boy called Lanny, who the book is named after.
Okay.
And Lanny is this gifted, charming, precocious child, and he's described by two characters. So now we get into more straightforward narrative. We have Lanny's mum and Lanny's dad, and they've only lived in this village for 2 years. Lanny's mum's a former actress who's writing a crime novel. Lanny's dad commutes into London. And the last character we have is this man called Pete, and people in the village call him Mad Pete. He's elderly, famous artist who lived in London, and Lanny's mum sets up Lanny with Pete for art lessons.
Cool.
But Dead Papa Toothwort's not happy with this situation. He wants to create some chaos, and there's this looming sense that something really bad's going to happen to this family and this lovely friendship between Lanny and Pete. So what happens is Lanny goes missing, with Pete being the main suspect.
This sounds like a really interesting book. I hadn't realised the sort of level of, I guess, magical realism going on in this, because I'd read a couple of reviews and I had the same reaction of being like, sounds cool, but maybe a bit too much sort of, I guess, dressing going on.
Yeah, too fluffy.
I can't be bothered. But you reckon it's worth it?
I just loved this book. It's written kind of like this book, which is actually one of Karen's most hated books, but one of my favourite books, Lincoln and the Bardo by George Saunders, where the skill of the writing makes it really, really easy to read, even if it doesn't look that way.
Yeah,
and so each voice is so clear. The... yeah, so Dead Papa Toothwort's really dense and poetic and chewy, and then Lanny's mum, dad and Pete are kind of written almost in bullet points.
Cool.
And it moves back and forth between myth and then also like new media, and that's really smart as well because it's set in modern day, and like we have a section that's completely narrated in village gossip, and the voice, and you'll recognise the voices from the little snippets,
right?
And then they're suddenly saying more, speaking about the rumours, and all the media's coming to town to talk about this this missing boy. So I was so nervous when I was reading it because I was just, at the time I was just reading such like heavy novels, but it's actually really compelling. It's heartwarming, but it's scary, but it's artful, and it's just one another one of those books that's really pushed the mold of storytelling.
That's awesome.
In a novel, so it's a worthy shortlistee, hopefully, from the small number I've read from the long list.
That's awesome. So the shortlist comes out tomorrow, and your fingers are crossed that this will be on it.
Yes, yes. And I just want to quickly mention, because next week the Testaments by Margaret Atwood comes out, and that is longlisted for the Booker Prize as well. So hopefully that gets shortlisted, whether it's good or not, because no one's allowed to hear anything about it. It's got such heavy embargo. So the judges have said this is a follow-on from The Handmaid's Tale. It's set 15 years ahead, and it's out on the 10th of September. And the judges said, only in their statement about this, spoiler discretion and a ferocious non-disclosure agreement prevent any description of who, how, why, and even where. So this, it's terrifying and exhilarating.
Wow.
So that's out tomorrow.
That's out on the 10th, next
on the
week.
10th,
but
next
we'll find
week.
Out whether it's shortlisted, maybe a little
bit. Have you read it?
No, booksellers are allowed to read it. No one. I think only the booker
judges
so
exciting.
And the publishers. So
I love the fact that Margaret Atwood has got to this level where she's like, this is how I want this to be done. This
yes.
is my next book that's coming out and no one's allowed to know.
And I'll just release it as a $48 hardback.
People are going to be so excited about this book. Have you read the first lot or just watched the series? Or anything?
I read Handmaid's Tale when I was 15 at high school. I haven't read it for a long time, but it's one of those books that's so vivid.
Just sticks in your brain, eh?
Yeah. So, and even when I watched the TV show, I was like, oh yeah, this is happening. So that's another exciting thing I wanted to mention. So you can everyone's pre-ordering and get your name down. Cool cover.
Very
it's going to have a lot of buzz. But yeah, Lanny by Max Porter is my main review. And
fantastic.
It's $30. It's a beautiful hardback. It's not very long. It's sort of about 200 pages. And it's $30. And you can get it at Time Out.
We've just got a text in from someone who said, I'm reading Lincoln and the Bardo right now. Stop to listen to the review. So there's other people on your team there for Lincoln and the Bardo.
I love Lincoln and the Bardo. That's such a good book.
Hey, thanks so much, Jenna.
Thank you. Bye.
See you in the shop.
That was Loose Reads.
We're going to play